Stash the cash. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Cash hoarding by corporations has raised questions about whether holding reserves makes sense or impedes investment. As part of his research, Assistant Professor of Finance Brian Kim evaluates the impact of firm behavior and market valuations.
And not only in the United States, but many countries around the world have seen record high corporate cash retention in recent years. Managers of the companies suffer from more bad memory or bad experiences during financial crisis periods, then they become more conservative about cash policies. Firms that were not properly monitored by institutional investors or by some rules, then these firms were more likely to hoard more cash.
The impact of the 2014 tax reform in South Korea on firms' cash holdings revealed that the reform spurred traded firms to invest more, raise wages, and distribute increased dividends, signaling a shift from excessive cash retention. The results suggest that reinvesting in their businesses resulted in higher stock prices and overall market valuation.
However, an important takeaway for economic policy is that utilizing policy levers to discourage excessive cash retention can have unintended consequences as well. We're not saying that every cash saving is bad. Some cash saving could be useful, but it is hard to determine whether they're hoarding the right amount of cash.
The Business Review is a production of Livingston & McKay and the Handcammer School of Business at Baylor University.